I'm Dodd Morris from Mission Network News. According to Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern, three Iranian Christians were recently arrested when they met to take communion.
For Christians in Iran, it is legal for them to drink communion wine. The issue, of course, being that Iran doesn't recognize these men as Christians. They recognize them as Muslims.
That could mean 80 lashes for three of the men in another example of the persecution Muslim converts face in Iran. These men are calling for prayer while they await the outcome of this case.
We have a God who is sovereign and has authority even in Iran. So we'd appreciate prayer that a just verdict would be given and that these men would be allowed to go free.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. Next, when it comes to resourcing Chinese believers, government-approved Bibles are only a piece of the puzzle. The sheer number of believers and the special needs of the rural and underground churches mean groups like Vision Beyond Borders continue to smuggle Bibles into China despite the risks. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders.
I think it's important that we do all we can to help the people, if it's giving them out some of them inside, but also carrying them across the border, but also giving them study notes, and if they need children's Bibles, whatever they need, we need to work with them and help them. We had a team that went across the border a couple weeks ago, and the team was carrying Bibles, and they were actually stopped at the border. The team was held. There was five of them. They were held for 10 hours.
The team ended up getting their visas revoked and Bibles confiscated. This story reminds us to keep our ear to the ground to discern the felt needs of believers wherever they are and to keep praying for those living under these types of restrictions. You can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.